Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, Sandton, Mike 1 northbound, a crash before Greyston. Four ways, N1 southbound, a stationary vehicle coming up to Winnie Mandela from Rivonia. And on the N3 near Bedford View, southbound, there's a stationary vehicle at Van Buren. Northbound, there's a crash at Gululies.
The head of the Special Investigating Unit, Andy Motibi, says they've uncovered serious fraud, including ghost employees and the destruction of documents at the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa, better known as PRASA. The unit was briefing Parliament on its current investigations into PRASA this morning. And moving abroad, conservationists voiced concern at a fall in a number of butterflies found in the UK, declaring a butterfly emergency and calling for greater protection for under threat species. So the organization Butterfly Conservation runs the Big Butterfly Count, and this year's result returned the lowest number in 14 years. It's down by 81% for species counted compared to 2023. More on these and other stories at 7.
Business news brought to you by Standard Bank. Unlock financial growth with a money market select investment account offering up to 5.25% interest and guaranteed capital.
When you're growing your money, you need to make the right choices. That's why at Standard Bank Private, we offer the best of everything. Our offshore investments are award-winning. We'll give you the best forex rates around. As SA's biggest home loan provider, we offer unmatched expertise, and you'll have access to the best financial planners and bankers. So why not visit standardbank.co.za to join Africa's best private bank today? Standard Bank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
Renier van Sail from Efficient Private Clients joins us now with headlines on the international business front.
BlackRock is preparing to launch a more than $30 billion artificial intelligence investment fund with technology giant Microsoft to build data centers and energy projects to meet the growing demand stemming from artificial intelligence. Now, the financial partnership with BlackRock will be one of the biggest investment vehicles ever raised on Wall Street.
And it seems like Goldman Sachs has competition when it comes to working with Apple.
JP Morgan Chase has held initial talks with Apple about it taking over the iPhone maker's credit card program, which is currently managed by Goldman Sachs. The talks, which were first reported by the Wall Street Journal, are the latest effort for Apple and Goldman to untangle their credit card partnership that launched in 2019, which now has about $17 billion in balances.
A dollar trading at R17.56, a euro R19.53, and a pound R23.19. Gold trading at $2,571 per fine ounce, and oil at $73.25 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Marina Fushia, more news at 7.
Well, we start off with the Proteas that we deserve. That's the Protea women. They're up against the Pakistan women, and that's in the second T20 International happening in the UAE at the moment. Pakistan making 181 for 4 after the 20 overs. South Africa in response is 75 for 2, and that is after 10 overs. So still going along quite well. 7.14 the run rate at the moment, still requiring another 107 from 57 deliveries. And then, of course, the Protea men's side are not doing too well against Afghanistan at the moment. 106 is what they managed to put on the board, and they were bowled out. At the moment, the Afghans are 59 for 3, and that is after just 17 overs, needing another 48 runs of only 33 overs. So not the best performance there by the men's side. Manchester City will kickstart the 2024-25 Champions League campaign with an enticing showdown against Serie A champions Inter Milan. This one happening at the Etihad Stadium.
You have to adjust something, because for the way they attack, it's so difficult to control. And in that moment, about the inspiration, about the emotions, I think it's